My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
November 19th is Have a Bad Day Day. Tired of saying, have a good day? Today, tell folks to have a bad day. It feels good. Plus, it's good to hear. Now, you won't feel bad if you don't have a good day. You'll feel good that you had a bad day. Yes, Have a Bad Day Day is a good day. So, good, bad day. Or whatever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. We should just be hours away from learning results of the Georgia election recount.
Around noon, we're told today, and we already knew in Floyd and Fayette counties, more than 5,000 missed. That netted more than 1,000 votes for President Trump. Now, in two more counties, Douglas and Walton, more ballots have been untallied. Republicans in the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee, led by Jim Jordan, demanding hearings into the election irregularities and improprieties that the Trump campaign has been highlighting.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. President-elect Joe Biden, meanwhile, blasting the delay in the transfer of power as harming the effort in the coronavirus fight. And first-time claims for unemployment help for last week just in. It is 742,000 claims higher than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute.
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
I stopped caring about the Detroit Lions game. I mean, before I stopped caring about the NFL in general, when they moved out to the indoor stadium.
Right, right.
Which is come and gone. That was the Pontiac Silverdome, I think they called it. I liked it when they used to play it at Tiger Stadium. On Thanksgiving morning at 11
noon,
o'clock.
What, noon?
Well, noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern, 11 Central, yeah.
11 Central.
And then you had the Dallas Cowboys later in the day.
Yeah.
And that's what you had on Thanksgiving.
And you liked it. There's a very special personal memory connected to the Dallas Cowboy Thanksgiving night game. It goes back a long way.
You know how... You know how some memories just stick in your head?
Yeah.
I can see that our Sears Silvertone color TV,
yes,
piece of furniture, and smell the meal cooking and see the football game. That's what my head's doing right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great memories.
Yes.
Yeah, and then after, eating to the point of inertia, I'm just barely old enough to remember Dandy Don Meredith.
Uh-huh.
Of the Cowboys, he was the guy that basically invented the long bomb. And I think Elvin Hayes was his receiver. The guy was so fast. And he would just break down the sideline, outrun the defender. And if Meredith could fling it 60 yards, it was...
You remember him playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just remember him as a broadcaster.
Really? You don't remember anything about them?
I don't...
He was late in his career.
Oh, okay.
Almost dead. If I recall correctly.
Almost dead.
Dandy Don. Hey, everybody. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to find us a conundrum to do.
Yay, conundrum.
Cool. So we can do a Seafood Bistro gift card giveaway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So we are warming up now. We're at 46 on our way to a high of at least 68. We may, I think, I wouldn't be surprised if we get to 70 today. Sunshine, just a perfect fall day. We love this. And this string of unbelievable... I've got to go check how. What is the driest November ever? Because guess what we've had so far this month in Montgomery? Guess what our total rainfall has been in a month that is usually very active?
Trace?
0.05. So, I mean, that's like a trace. That's unbelievable. So are we heading for our driest November ever? I'll check. This is the average date of the first freeze today, by the way, based on records. Anyway, near 68 to 70 today. Not as cold tonight, low 44. Tomorrow's high 73. Perfect. Saturday and Sunday, we're in the mid-70s. Dry and nice. Dry Monday with low 70s, and the next storm system middle of next week. Right now, we have mostly clear skies and a little breeze at 9 miles per hour out of the east. It's 46.806.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Here's one of our sponsors that we love, but we hope you don't need them. Okay, follow me. Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. So that means if you need them, something has happened that you didn't want to happen, all right? Whether it be an accident or something, what I call a boo-boo, which I had one of those this year, too. So Montgomery Paint and Body, it is their attention to detail. They're very meticulous. They take no shortcuts. They work well with the insurance company. That's why I've been a customer, well, twice this year and many times in the last 30 years. And when you're in the business that long in the paint and body business, it means you're doing something right, because not everybody in that business does things right. Certainly not to the perfection that Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body does over the years. Their phone number is easy to remember. And when you have a mishap, this is easy, 27-WRECK with a W. Well, yeah, that's one that'll stick in your head. And by the way, they're located off the boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They suggest that you call them first and tell them the situation and set up a time, and they'll take care of you like they took care of me meticulously. Not just because it's me. That's the way they're going to take care of you. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and may be better.
Oh, good morning.
You know what? I need a smoke and a beer.
What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm trying to quit smoking.
I gotta quit smoking.
I'm trying to quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Well, then, this is your lucky day.
How so?
Today is the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
This could be your day.
I'll quit smoking.
Quit smoking for good.
You can do it!
It's showtime.
I had every intention of participating, but nobody told me that...
That was the reason.
That was it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, next year, if you guys, call me before I wake up, I can start the day without a cigarette. No, I can't. I'm not proud of that, and I don't encourage it, but I don't know that I'm quite ready for that yet, especially in these uncertain times. You know what I'm saying?
That's your reason. There you go.
I'm just not ready for that.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's see if you're ready for this. In a survey, it was discovered that 10% of people say they have two of these in their life. Two of these.
Oh, I think I have an idea. I think I have a very good idea.
It's a particular... type of person. So we'll give you a nice generous hint here at the start, but 10% of people say they have two of these in their life.
Yep. I've got it.
That's a pretty darn good.
Yeah, clue. Yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about some great stuff going on at Jack Ingram Volvo while you're filling up the phones with your guesses at 272-9228. Because this is great what I got to talk about here, but I want to, when I look this way to get the information I need to tell you about Jack Ingram Volvo and the 2021s that they've got. Amazing. When I look this way after I'm done, I want to see all those lights lit up with anxious callers eager to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and get registered for our grand prize drawing, which is tomorrow. 272-9228 is the number. It'd help if I give that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
2729228. Here's what's happening at Jack Ingram Volvo. 2021s are in. Take a look at the one on the screen there. What does that grill remind you of? That has a Rolls Royce kind of
look to it. Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
This is, the view of this XC90 T6 all-wheel drive, which you can lease for $529 a month for 36 months with up to $3,000 in allowances, is now available at Jack Ingram Volvo. And, yeah, this at first glance, I said I didn't know they were starting to sell Rolls at Jack Ingram, but it's not. It is this XC90 T6 all-wheel drive Momentum that you can lease for $529 a month. This looks like the ultimate luxury car. Of course, there are so many other opportunity certified pre-owned Volvos, super low interest rates and incentives, but on this particular vehicle, $529 a month on a lease for 36 months, and it looks absolutely amazing. That is a genuine luxury vehicle. Go to jackingramvolvo.com, pick a vehicle out that can have a sanitized car ready for you to test drive, or ask them, can you bring it to my place of business or to my house, if that's the way you need to do it. It's their concierge service. It's second to none, and you're dealing with the best in automobile professionals at Jack Ingram. I don't even call them a dealership. I call them a car studio.
And what is Seth called him? Oh, I thought he had a name.
That's for the process at MPB, the restoration.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Seth's a good word inventor, though.
He is.
I got a word for Jack Ingram. They're great. We are 6-time customers, and we wouldn't be if they weren't. JackIngram.com to get started. So, all right, Leonard, this is one of our smartest listeners.
Oh, that's a lie. You haven't heard me call in Terry Adams and all that stuff. Like, conspiracies about things.
What do you think? What 10% of people say they have at least two of these in their life.
I predict you're going to get it.
I think it's going to be a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh, playing the field, eh? Two boyfriends or girlfriends. Not it.
I was hoping I was right. I got a friend of mine who has like 7 significant others and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was thinking between us, you know, it's like 5 of us always hang out. He's the one. So I was like, oh, that's about 10%.
Wow.
So. But hey, as always, appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Good work.
And you guys keep it up, okay?
Hey, call back if you come up with another guest, too. 272-9228. Let's go to Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
What you think? I think the hint he gave was obvious. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's, I don't know, it's maybe out of ballpark, but personalities.
Oh. Good personality.
Yeah, two of these are personalities. All right, let me make sure I'm phrasing the question correctly. 10% of people say they have at least two of these in their life. We're talking about two other people.
Yeah, two people.
But what type people? Yeah, I mean, what do they represent to?
Okay.
Well, no. Hey, it's a guess, and it gets you in the grand prize drawing. If you come up with another one, call us back.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
I was sure the first caller was going to get this one because I think I've got it.
Now, honestly, at this point in my life, I have none.
Really? Oh, then it's not what I think.
But 10% of people say they have at least two of these in their life. 272-9228.
Well, then that blew what I thought.
It's a particular type of person. All right, so now we're going to get some local news. And when we come back from local news, it's either going to be your calls or Lawrence Welk. And I mean it.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. And some holiday traditions in the River region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Look, that Lawrence Threat Welk works. That Lawrence Welk threat works every single time. Look at all the lines are lit. So we're going to go back to Cindy. Cindy, 10% of people say they have at least two of these in their life. It's a particular type of person. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about best friends.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my goodness. Timmy, is that it? No. But, boy, it's a great guess. But you're thinking in the right path.
That's what I thought was the original one. Yeah.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. Flip it, and you're in business. Call us right back. Call us right back. Leonard.
Hi. Okay, guys. Round two.
Yes.
I'm going to go with grandparents.
One time I had seven.
I've only known one in my life and up till age four.
I've had the luck to have four in my life, between my mamaw and papaw and my wife's grandma.
That's great when your wife's relatives can become your own, too.
It makes me so sad to know that I don't have the memories of grandparents. Yeah, but thank you for the answer.
I told
you. Look, I feel you, Rich. Trust me. Anyways, well, that's my last try. You appreciate you guys. I'll leave you guys.
Thank you.
I told a story along those lines yesterday afternoon. You get sentimental at this time of the year, but both of my mom's and dad's parents got divorced, all remarried except for my mother's father. So when I was a kid, you don't know about divorce and all that. So I had seven grandparents.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know how we used to differentiate who was coming over on Sunday?
I know.
By their cars. Grandpa with the Chevy, Grandpa with the Oldsmobile, Grandpa with the Mercury. I mean, that's how it works.
That's hilarious.
The Budells always have a system. Here is Ann.
Ann. Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am.
If you've heard all the answers, I bet you have the correct answer.
I am not sure. Actually, I was riding to work and had to come in the office. So during that time, I've missed some.
Okay.
First letter of your last name.
All right. What do you think it is?
Hang on.
Exes.
And they live in Texas.
Texas. That sounds like a country song.
No, that's not it. But that,
shucks. That's okay, a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a fine, fine guess. Brandon.
Nemesis.
Oh, Nemesis. Well, I think that's probably
this one.
Enemies is what? Were you looking for enemies?
Enemies, but that's what a nemesis is.
Nemesis is, yeah, okay.
Same. You know, like in South Florida, my nemesis, Sonny Fogg. It's me and Sonny. He's my nemesis.
And he's no longer with us.
Yeah, serves him right, too.
Wow.
All righty. Yeah. Well, you hang on the line, and Jay's going to get some info from you you won.
Am I just massively insensitive?
Dear diary. Yes. Dear diary, never get on Greg's bad side.
You know what?
Yeah.
Unless he would have laughed.
Signed Rich.
Hey, just a second now. Let's not all jump on my case here.
We didn't. You jumped in.
don't make us your enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that. Can't have that. See, now you got us all fighting, Brandon. Way to go. Hang on. You got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card coming your way.
Oh, my Lord.
Brandon, what's your last name?
Scott, we got a winner, but we want to thank you for calling.
I'm sorry?
Would you like a follow-up question? that's the other one.
That's random.
wrong contest.
Yeah, sorry about that. I get confused.
All right.
I'm at that delicate age.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're in the grand prize drawing.
Good morning to Crawdaddy.
Hey, what's
good
up?
Good morning. I was listening, enjoying that. But, you know, I was blessed to have both my great-grandparents for a while.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
On one side of the family. The other side, no. But, you know, that's something special, and I hope that these young people that are coming up now, that you all take care of your themselves and stay well and healthy so that you too can enjoy great grandchildren.
Oh boy.
Well, you know, my it was my father's mother made it to 97. My father's mom made it to 90. But the men in the family history, it's not quite
in my family. All the men are dying in their 60s, so
yeah.
not a good record.
I'll worry about when I get to 60.
Thing. That old Beatles tune, When I Get Older.
Yeah.
When I'm 64.
Yes, that's a good, really good one.
We had, didn't we have a parody?
We did.
From Paul, I think it was When I'm 74, When I'm 72. I got to look that up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Crawdad.
Good morning.
All righty. Same to you, my friend. Traffic time at 8:21.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two older accidents still active. That is going to be Bell Road at Troy Highway and Techno Center Drive at Atlanta Highway. Use caution there. Got a brand new accident, I-65 northbound at Court Street. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are light to moderate around the city. Our most congested spots, Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to Highway 231. And, of course, on the Northern Boulevard right around Jackson Ferry, I-65 and 85. Busy but looking good through downtown Montgomery. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color and options you want. Go to ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a big day in Georgia today at noon. At the Capitol. Stop the steal.us.
Tell you, it's not possible. That it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against a country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialist take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True and international of a depression
for people that bad except her.
Sleepy Joe!
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do
that. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
True and international.
suffer depression.
Don't make me jokes, Alvin.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump's ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creep each other.
Quite a lot.
Coincidence? No, hell no. Head. Oh wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Steel.us. And if you got time today at the steps of the Capitol in Atlanta, a 12 o'clock rally. Here's a story right in front of you guys, so you know I'm not pulling this out of my butt.
All right. I'm looking at it.
A Georgia election monitor yesterday found a nearly 10,000 vote error in the recount.
Oh, what a surprise!
10,000 is a lot.
We're not talking about dribs and drabs and a few here and a few there. We're talking about a few thousand here and a few thousand there. And it stinks to high heaven. And if you, the video that you of the song you just heard is on my page. It's worth watching just to watch. Would it be a violinist or a fiddler, Jesse?
It's a fiddle. I mean, a violin and fiddle is the same thing. It's just a matter of how you play it and tune it. So,
oh, it is the same instrument?
It is the same instrument.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I think there is a difference in maybe slightly in, like, the string, like, size. And then also sometimes depending upon what you've got.
And the wood? Some of the wood, maybe? No?
Sometimes in the way in which the actual body of the instrument is shaped. But it's primarily the same thing.
I have thermal socks in the car. If you look so cold.
Well, it's a little chilly in the studio, so for the people who can't see this since
it's
we're on radio,
69.
That's cold because it's on continuous run.
But we have to keep it cool because when we put the TV lights on it, it's 16.
Those are LEDs lights. And it's...
Then why is one side of my face all red?
I don't know. I think that's just from your hair color. I'm kidding.
My mother used to love my Auburn highlights.
Yes.
Hey,
no,
Jay.
I got smart. I brought my Snuggie blanket with me, so I've got a Snuggie.
Oh,
it's
a Snuggie. It's an Auburn Snuggie. I remember the one I had, the blue one we took pictures.
I do, yeah. You should bring it here.
I'll bring my indoor s'mores maker tomorrow, and then I'll be over here with a campfire and having some s'mores.
I'm looking forward to it. I still haven't had the first fire in the fireplace.
So. I am excited. Well, you know, we actually converted our wood-burning fireplace to a gas, and we love it.
Just remember.
Is our friend, is a truck arriving at a certain place today?
I'm going to text him and find out. Thanks for reminding
me. Wait, what are we having?
Think about it.
Me and Rich.
What is, it's a conundrum.
We're going to.
A truck arriving at a certain place today.
Oh, I got it.
For,
I got it.
What?
I got it. I'm on it.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Rich and I are going to put on flannel shirts and carry our hatchets.
Uh-huh. It took me a minute. I was like, oh, wait. I know where this is.
I got to chop it down.
Because we're...
I didn't get to finish the story yesterday about the Christmas tree that we're decorating downtown Prattville. Because there's a fundraiser going on. I'm actually really excited because those... We were talking about live trees yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is going to be about a 7 to 8 foot tall live tree that we get to decorate for a fundraiser for the Family Support Center.
At the park?
Or? They do it on the creek walk. They line them on the creek walk. Yeah. So,
but they're not having their parade this year? Or
Prattville is December 4th.
Yeah. Yep. Prattville is the parade city.
Yes. We have fun.
Prattville is the parade city.
Now, let's not sell Millbrook short on it.
No, Millbrook. I love Millbrook parades. And always eat at the smokehouse, too, when I go to a Millbrook parade.
Didn't we do that once?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did do that.
That's the best thing. You get there early, get the vehicle parked in its position, walk over to the smokehouse.
Have y'all had their stew?
The camp stew?
The camp stew.
I have tried the camp stew.
The camp stew is one of my favorite things there.
Yeah, I love the camp stew there. But, Prattville will have a parade on Tecumseh's birthday.
Yes. We have parades.
Yeah.
Almost a weekend, regularly. Of course, you know, tomorrow I'll be down there for our Mix and Mingle Shop and Jingle downtown thing going on with the shops downtown. I'll be performing from 6 to 8.
Mix and Mingle?
Shop and Jingle.
That's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Make sure you call the afternoon show tomorrow so we can promote that.
I will call in for sure.
Because this old chunk of coal may not remember between now and then.
Hey, what are you calling me?
Don't talk to your son that way, Greg.
Son. Richard? Oh, boy. Must we have this conversation again? So, yeah. Great. He's going to call. Well, Jay's doing a seafood bistro. Tell us about the menu there. Mm-hmm. I will be watching the phone.
Okay.
In case it rings, because we may be getting an important from our friend Dustin.
Well, let me tell you about the Seafood Bistro. They are open today and every day at 11 a.m. They are located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, which is not too far from us. And they have got some fantastic things, like, especially on a cold day like this, that gumbo would be good. The red beans and rice.
That sounds so good.
Would be amazing. Shrimp and grits would go well today.
Oh.
It's a lot of great stuff at the Seafood Bistro. If you want to see pictures of this stuff, you can go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can also go to any of the delivery apps on your phone.
I scroll down and look at the menu.
Yeah. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, they've all got pictures of the menu right there as well. You can order from them and get it delivered. Now, they do open up at 11, so, you know, calling in an order or ordering right now, you're not going to get it till later. But you can also dine in if you'd like to go inside and sit down. Pull into one of the designated parking spaces. Somebody will come out and take your order for you or deliver your meal that you ordered ahead of time. It's all available there at the Seafood Bistro. Fantastic food, great service. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jay. Hang on 1 second here. I'm looking for something.
Jingle bells.
It'll turn up.
You said jingle jangle. I started thinking about this bubblegum song from the 60s.
The Archies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually made it into the top 10 very briefly.
Yeah.
It is 8:33. We are right back.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood. And now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Peaches and Clean.
Citizenclean.com.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at CaravitaVillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Watch what I'm doing here now. This is how we do it big time.
Oh, boy.
Shortwave, take it down quick. What's it say? shut up.
That's how we do it. We have potential breaking Christmas news.
Oh, man.
From my buddy, Dustin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you, Greg?
We're great. We're great. The big, brave Christmas tree hunters named Reb Gidel and Rich Thomas are awaiting word when we can...
A few days ago when I saw the tent go up...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got so excited.
The question
is... Yeah, we got a new tent this year.
Yeah.
I noticed. I thought maybe bigger the circus tent was going to be coming in and doing things.
It's that big.
Hey, so when is the truck arriving, Dustin?
It has arrived.
It's here already.
It's here. Yeah. We're unloading it as we speak.
Oh, no kidding. My gosh. Hey, where the trees come from? What state?
North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
The freshest.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, this is exciting. So this is a little earlier than usual, huh?
It is. Last year, we ran into a big problem. We had to go up and get them.
But
transportation.
This year, so people have actually been looking to put up real trees. And people are going for real trees this year. It's almost kind of a... sort of a medicinal effect.
People want a tree this year. People that maybe didn't have a tree last year are going to do a tree this year.
And, I hope so.
Nostalgia's big. I have purchased a Dustin's lot for 50. This will be my 16th tree.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they last deep into January. They hold their pine scent.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for all the Valentine's decorations, you could probably leave it up till Shavuos. I mean, it's just...
I saw yours into springtime, yeah. As a matter of fact. Well, we are so excited. So the truck is being unloaded right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first truck. And then there will be another truck coming in 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
That's why we got the bigger tent, so we could hold them all.
I gotcha.
I didn't want to be short this year. We didn't get any big trees until after Thanksgiving last year, so that was a huge issue.
Hey, so if the truck's being unloaded right now, when's the first time somebody can actually purchase a tree from you?
I mean, if there are trees there, we're going to sell them.
I got you.
All right, great.
We're ready. I don't have correct change just yet, but
so Rich, you can go right after work.
All right. This is the Rogers Tree Lot. This is right across from Aldersgate on Vaughan Road.
I'm going to go hunting with Greg.
Yeah, Rich and I are going to get a time together. We'll come over and see you.
Yeah, please do. Looking forward to it.
Likewise. Thank you. Thanks for the update. We're excited. The truck's here.
All right. Take care.
Good news. Now, let me take a quick look at the market index.
Which is was down like 247.
It's kind of like a Christmas red, though, in color. Yeah. As we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management for the opening bell. What's the story today, Brant?
Yeah, man. So, you know, this morning we had down futures on the Dow and the S&P. It wasn't that bad, though. It was really sort of a break-even morning as we had that sort of opening rotation.
Right.
But then once we opened and started, actively trading, we went straight down.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me, and I know that, it's true COVID cases are on the rise. It is true that New York City is shutting down schools and all of that. And I alluded to this yesterday, the fact that everyone, all the headlines are saying the market's going down because of COVID. But, when I talk to people and when I look at the actual, specific sectors, industries, stocks, what have you, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up to me. I mean, like, for example, we're down on the broad indexes and everyone says it's COVID, but all the reopening stocks are up. I mean,
Right.
The stay-at-home stocks are going down.
Yeah. Huh.
So that just doesn't make sense. I think what we're seeing is some market participants realizing that they could potentially be sort of quote-unquote offsides as it relates to how this election, the election results are playing out. I've been saying this now for several days. I know Austin was saying that last week. At the end of the day, I don't think Trump, pulls anything off. I think Biden's going to be the president. I really do. But I do also think that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to get pretty wild. So I think that's what we're seeing in the market. I think there's more of that than there is this COVID stuff going on.
Well, that could take a serious turn one way or the other today with Georgia announcing their results, their recount results.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's definitely something that bears monitoring. I can certainly attest to that. That we've actually made some trades in our model just this week that we're real pleased with, and have a fair amount of cash. We probably won't commit that until right at the end of the year, until we get some greater visibility around all this. But anyway, that's what's going on.
All right.
I look forward to touching base with you this afternoon. We'll have a lot more color, around all this to share.
Thanks, Brant. Hope your recovery's going well.
Man, it's good, Rich. I'll see you at the gym here before you know it.
All right, good deal, buddy.
All right, y'all take care.
All righty, thank you, Brant. Don't forget, get a plan together for 2021 and be ready. A lot of people got ambushed by abrupt changes in circumstances this year, and the people that got through it with the least amount of stress were those who have fallback options and a little bit something going on in case of emergencies. And Brant and his great team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management can help you build that nest egg. Make an appointment just to talk about possibilities at 387-0094. Time well spent.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
After four mornings in the 30s, how do you like the words warming trend? I like that. Well, high temperature today up to about 68, plenty of sunshine. Not as cold tonight, low in the mid-40s. Warming trend, 73 tomorrow, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Dry, warm, nice. And I think Monday's dry as well. You know, when I'm out and about in a store now, almost everybody is stopping me and asking me, what kind of winter do we have in store this year? Well, let me tell you, there are strong indications now that we're going to have a La Nina winter and maybe a strong La Nina. What does that mean for us? We'll talk about it on TV tonight on CBS 8 and ABC 32. My weather extra at 6 and 10 on the Alabama News Network. The winter ahead. Right now this morning, it's 46 degrees, 845.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And that is Dr. John. Yes.
Oh. I was in the right place
at the wrong time. Dr. John, big 70s icon, big in New Orleans and jazz circles.
Still alive?
I don't think so, but check that.
I will.
If you would, and let me know. Either way, he's certainly worth honoring in our little contest here. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. And if you are, and you give me his name in the form of a question, who is Dr. John? You'll win Dr. B Burgers for two, along with sides and beverages at Wing Fingers, Baumhauer's newest restaurant phenomenon in the RSA building at 201 Union. That includes free parking. Again, who is Dr. John? That's what I'll need from you this afternoon during happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM at 8:46.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Time for traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all over the city. We're not really seeing any problems anywhere at the moment. Little congestion on the boulevard. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Looks like a nice Thursday to be out and about. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. This Christmas, give something special. Design your own jewelry at Harold's Fine Jewelry. It's easier than you think. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road on the second level. That's in the Hillwood Shopping Center. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
At 8:50, the great American Ayatollah Jean Garay.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominee. When everyday people do things dumb, we'll pick, you know, 2, 3, 4 stories of idiocy. Because when you hear these, then you realize, well, I did something dumb, but not that dumb. We singled out one individual in particular today. I know it's a baseball story, and I know when you hear baseball, it's
boring.
Don't react that way. It takes a special kind of stupid when you're Robinson Cano. He will not be playing baseball for the New York Mets this year.
I heard about this.
See, baseball cracked down on steroids years ago, and they put in harsh penalties to discourage cheating. In 2018, in the middle of a 10-year, $240 million contract, and that means he will get paid every penny of that unless he cheats. In 2018, they caught him with steroids. He lost half a season, 81 games, and that cost him $12 million in salary. You'd think that would teach him a lesson, right?
Oh, listen, if I lost $12 million in salary...
It would hamper me for weeks. Hate being hampered. Yesterday, baseball caught him again. This time, he gets a full season suspension. That's $24 million. So, for two mistakes, he has now paid the grand total of $36 million. Just say no. I don't know what you say to a guy like that. But, unfortunately... the stupid New York Mets are stuck with him for two seasons after he serves the suspension. So they still owe this two-time cheat $48 million.
Yeah, I can owe.
So he can laugh and cry all the way to the bank. But I'm sorry I had to single him out for special treatment today. At 8:52.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the bearded pickle guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Passwords of the year is out.
Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6. That is the number one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
And it wins every year. Guess what's number two?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Or how about password?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, like, if you're ever trying to steal internet, try those two first. See if they don't get you connected when you're in a situation. Is this our friend?
Mm-hmm. I bet, Randy, you have a better password, right? Probably.
What? I had a what?
You
have
a better password.
Oh, I got him. Yes, sir. I got him.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, it's interesting. I just had a brush with Thane.
Oh?
Of a guy just came in here. He's a stunt man. Works
really?
On the Walking Dead. Doubles for... And I noticed he kind of favored one of the characters there, Rick. In that show.
Oh, yeah.
Jay
how about
knows
that?
All about this.
Yeah. But anyway, we were talking. I told him I had to go on the radio, so he's back there loading his own hay. Yeah. But that's okay.
Randy, do you have any round bales in for horses?
I will today. We had just sold out and I hadn't had a chance to get in. But okay. I do have horse quality. Yeah.
Okay, that good. Because I'm going to need some.
Good, good. It's been kept dry. We
good.
Kept it under a barn. So not been rained on. And I also have some that's more acceptable for cows that has been sitting out in the field. Still, it's net wrap, which helps shed some of the water.
Yes, it's, you know, as this time of year, we're starting to lose a lot of our pasture, and it's sometimes easier just to drop a round bale out for the horses under
no
some
doubt.
Cover and let them munch on it as they want to. And then there's sometimes the good old square bales help as far as for shows and stuff like that. Throw them in a hay bag, and here we go.
I think Rachel tested this week, kind of put the kibosh on pastures.
Probably so, yeah. And a lot of things will go into dormancy now.
I had a guy call me yesterday, and he said, I bought a house from a lady, and she buys her fertilizer from you, and I want to fertilize my yard. Just tell me what to get. I want to come down and fertilize my yard. And I said, I don't.
The timing.
Yeah. I said, right. If you want to do something this time of year, put out dolomitic limestone. Mm. Dolomitic lime is a limestone that has a calcium component and a magnesium. Both of those are the part of the secondary nutrient. Lime is very slow acting, so it's perfect to do this time of year. But he was proud that I did say